Sarjana Shayanthan is one of the region's best up-and-coming writers. And all she needed for inspiration was her younger brother Rakshan. Sarjana, a grade 7 student at Cookstown Central Public School, won the Seep Walters Award last week as part of the annual Innisfil Idealab and Library Short Story Contest. Her story, titled His Wooden Sword, centers around a peasant boy who battles a warlord with humor and a stick. Where did Rakshan fit in? He was the basis for the antagonist. A small thing can make a huge impact, said Sarjana, a Bradford resident. The stick, even though it's a small thing, it stopped an entire battle. Always believe in yourself, anything can happen. I'm really happy. The award also came with a $500 grand prize, and Sarjana agreed to treat Rakshan to Tim Hortons with a portion of the earnings. She also credits three teachers for providing guidance. My teacher, Mr. Sarek, inspired me a lot, Sarjana said, noting this is the third consecutive year she's entered the contest. He told me to believe in myself. Winners across the junior, intermediate and senior categories were named during a ceremony at the library's Lakeshore branch January 24. In all, there were 93 contest entries this year. I've always been the kid with my nose in a book, but it never occurred to me to be a writer, said judge and award-winning children's author Aaron Bowe. When I was about 8 years old, I was staying with a very dull family friend and complaining about how bored I was. She gave me a little spiral-bound notebook to start writing my poetry in. I took it home with me. As I started filling up that notebook, page by page, I began to find space to imagine myself as a writer. Bo gave each winner a notebook of their own, which she hopes they'll fill with wonderful worlds as well. You're off to an amazing start, she told the assembled crowd of students and their families. This is a great moment. I am very glad to have been here tonight. Seep Walters, a founding member of the Innisfil Friends of the Library, was also active in the local historical society, 4-H club and church communities. She worked, too, as a freelance correspondent with the Daily Construction News, taught English to immigrant children and helped with the Barry Literacy Council before she died in 1995. The contest is intended to honor her legacy by acknowledging and encouraging the Innisfil area's great young writers. This is one of the most exciting events that we hold every year, Library Board Chair Anne Smith said. It's amazing what they're able to produce. Every year, you're wowed by the talent. The kids are engaged in wanting to take part in this. It's a real credit to the library staff and schools. For more details on the library, visit innisfiladialab.ca.